Children's Theater of Winston-Salem is just as busy as ever, with fall productions at the Arts Council Theater and Dixie Classic Fairgrounds, Playhouse acting classes, and their Best Christmas Pageant Ever auditions are just around the corner. Coming up Friday, October 4th and Saturday the 5th, it's the TheaterWorks USA production of The Teacher from the Black Lagoon and other storybooks, with shows at 10 and noon on Friday and 11 on Saturday morning. Children's Theater of Winston-Salem General Manager Karen McHugh and Artistic Director Sherry Van Loon provide this season preview. All these are great stories. How do they all fit together in this
show? The wonderful thing that TheaterWorks USA does, and we've had them here nearly every year, they're a fantastic group out of New York City. They take children's books and they do kind of a review. They'll script it, they'll write songs for it, and they'll create a little show out of it. And so what they've done is, and we've had them here before, If You Give a Pig a Party and other storybooks and things like that.
If You Give a Pig a Party.
If You Give a Pig a Pancake, Mouse a Cookie. We've had them here often. And what I love about the review is that it covers a broad range of stories that most kids know. Lily's Plastic Purple Purse was the one that jumped out to me, and Splat the Cat, The Grasshopper and the Ant. What they do is they create a review. It's all within an hour. They sing and they dance, and basically they entertain you for an hour with just a review of these wonderful books. So they cover a lot of ground in a short period of time, and they're so talented.
Vocally, some of these people, we're talking Broadway caliber acting and voices. I mean, their voices blew me away. Some of the shows that I saw last year.
And Karen, the professional theater groups that you bring in, like TheaterWorks USA, you've mentioned are typically from the Southeast and Northeast, and you can't get much farther Northeast than Nova Scotia.
That's right. We've got Very Hungry Caterpillar. I had them here before a couple of years ago. It's one of our, in my opinion, one of our most beautiful shows. Only two performers. And it's done with black light and puppetry, and it's the most visually beautiful thing I've ever seen on our stage.
Out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar.
It's narrated with music, and they're telling the story of the very hungry caterpillar who eats apples on Monday and pears on Tuesday and then ultimately becomes a beautiful butterfly. And then they incorporate two of the other Eric Carle tales, but they're a magnificent group.
Mermaid Theater of Nova Scotia, and as you would expect with an Eric Carle book, it would have to be beautiful because his combination of colors and images is so fantastic.
It's gorgeous.
And then you've got a big production every year at Dixie Classic Fair. What's coming up this year?
We do. We're really excited this year. The fair approached us and wanted an interactive theater experience. So I've written a play, The Crazy Story of Little Red Riding Hood, that's going to have some interesting characters appear. Maybe the fairy godmother, maybe the three little pigs, maybe Snow White might even drop by. And children can sign up 20 minutes before every showtime, and we will costume them and put them in the show. So each show will have five children from the audience to participate. And we've got shows every single day from October 4th through the 13th, all day, every day.
Children's Theater of Winston-Salem General Manager Karen McHugh and Artistic Director Sherry Van Loon. Check the Dixie Classic Fairgrounds website for The Crazy Story of Little Red Riding Hood Showtimes. You'll find a link at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. Coming up Friday, October 4th and Saturday the 5th, it's the TheaterWorks USA production of The Teacher from the Black Lagoon and other storybooks, with shows at 10 and noon on Friday and 11 on Saturday morning. Then in November, Children's Theater of Winston-Salem presents City Mouse, Country Mouse. In December, it's the Best Christmas Pageant Ever, with auditions the week of November 9th. Children's Theater of Winston-Salem kicks off the 2014 season with January productions of Peter Pan and The Monster Who Ate My Peas. Fall Playhouse acting classes are filled, but winter class registration is now open, and you'll find more on our website. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.